Welcome to Mindfully Integrative Podcast with your host, Dr. Damaris G. Mindfully Integrative is a podcast discussing ways toward mindfully incorporating integrative health into our lives. This podcast will have informative resources, fun topics, interviews, and discussions relatable for today with a true mindful perspective in a mind-body holistic life approach.
Hello. This is Dr. Damaris Maria Grossman, and thank you again for joining in on the Mindfully Integrative Podcast. And I just wanted to let you know of our upcoming events and things. So if you want to know and reach out, our resources and our membership is opening soon. So check out mindfullyintegrative.com for more fun and more info. Thanks so much, and talk with you soon. So today I'm talking about anti-inflammatory foods, and is there a protocol and how does that work? Hi, how are you? This is Damaris Maria Grossman, and I am Mindfully Integrative Show and Mindfully Integrative Office and just here online. So if you ever have any questions or just have some resources that you are looking for, reach out and we'll be glad to reach to you at mindfullyintegrative.com or at Damaris at Mindfully Integrative. So today's discussion is on anti-inflammatory protocol and how is that utilized for patients and what exactly is that? So initially for patients, everyone in some manner, I would want them to be on some sort of modified nutritional diet, meaning I want them to think about what they're putting into their body and what they've done prior has actually caused them some sort of inflammatory infection or what have you, metabolic health issues. And most patients would benefit from a modification of what they have put into their diet. So when I go more on the, not necessarily extreme spectrum, but when someone has severe eczema, has severe rashes, or has severe pain or an illness, and their immune system has been attacking itself, then they are would benefit from a high anti-inflammatory protocol. So what does that entail? So that entails that you will be getting rid of the SAD diet. So the SAD American diet, you know, the standard American diet, you're going to be getting rid of a lot of highly processed foods. So foods are processed, but highly processed foods like, you know, the excess cheeses, the excess like bulk potato chips and Doritos and fast foods, things that are more high omega-6, seed oils, corn, soybean. This anti-inflammatory is a lot stricter. So we call it an AIP protocol because initially you're going to do it for about 4 weeks. It's a little bit more advanced than an elimination, but has similar components. In this aspect, you're going to be avoiding highly processed foods. As I said, you're going to do more processed, avoiding the grain feed in animals. You're going to be avoiding grains and carbs, refined sugars, sodas, alcohol, any foods that may be a sensitivity that you may know of prior, and highly processed seed foods, seed oils. That could mean anything from any sort of trans fats, corn oil, canola oil, anything of that range. Initially, this is done for, like I said, for about 4 weeks. Now, this protocol is not for everyone, but it's a very good indicator to start when your immune system has already been attacking itself and it needs to be modulated. We call it modulation instead of just suppressing it with medication, modulation or balancing it. And you do that with food. Food is medicine. You know, you do that by relieving the stressors in your life, work on your lifestyle management. But really, when you work on this type of, when you are in this chronic state and your body is really, really stressed and has a significant amount of inflammatory triggers, you would benefit from an autoimmune protocol. I just had it on for literally my husband and a good colleague that had severe arthritic problems. And, you know, it does help a lot in the psoriatic arthritis. It helps a lot in rheumatoid arthritis, celiac patients, type 1 diabetes. I mean, it all kind of comes together in underlying metabolic health issues. But in this scenario, there are certain foods in our country and in wherever you are living that are really just processed. And if you don't look what's in the ingredients, you really don't know. Every single piece of food that you consume has some sort of preservative or byproduct or natural something. It doesn't mean everything is bad. It's just that some things may trigger your body's inflammatory process. And especially when you have a severe inflammatory or autoimmune response, it would benefit you for at least a 4-week period to lower this. So in that retrospect, it helps also heal your gut. It helps with dysbiosis and digestive health. And in the long run, the body is then, you know, eliminating things. So it's a little bit more advanced than an elimination, because an elimination, I do allow certain nightshades, tomatoes and onions and things. And in an AIP, you're only allowed onions and garlic. But sometimes even that can be needs to be eliminated. So in the first phase, it's literally 4 weeks. I do that also, elimination in 4 weeks for patients. So those that are doing an AIP protocol are going for elimination. They will be looking at what additives are in their diet. They're also looking at what's going on in how much hydration, how much stress they have. So in that, it will help. So you're going to, again, be eliminating grains, beans, nightshade vegetables, which is tomatoes. Anything in the nightshades are considered also inflammatory. So it's tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, eggplant, golden berries. Okay. Initially, that doesn't mean this is forever. So I know that's hard for some. Dairy products, unless it has a probiotic nature, like a kefir or a high dosed probiotic in a yogurt. Refined sugars, eggs, nuts, seeds, alcohol, and coffee. Any sort of anti-inflammatory NSAID medication that could mess up the stomach. You're going to be replacing rice with cauliflower. You're going to be using honey in replace of sugar if you are going to, or maple syrup. And that's what you're going to be using. Now, in this time, it may seem a little taxing, but there's so many things you actually can consume and how many things that you can eat. And a lot of great soups can be made and broths. You can have, of course, cruciferous vegetables. You can have green leafy beans, berries. Tons of fruits are on completely cartilage branch. You can have as many cartilage branch, or is that I'm saying it incorrectly, but basically you can have as many of that. You can have as many fruits like apples and cherries and grapes and limes and lemons. Now you can have brown rice. You can have some barley, but we recommend in the beginning, the first 4 weeks, to have no grains. Now, legumes, no legumes at all in this first section, because it has caused a lot of inflammatory process for some. And you wouldn't start introducing things until the 5th week, when your body is starting to be healing. And you want to only introduce one kind of group at a time. So if it's going to be nuts, and you do maybe walnuts. If you're going to do tomatoes, and you just do tomatoes. So then that is introduced a little bit at a time. We do recommend a lot of fermented foods, like fermented yogurts, fermented like kind of sauerkraut or kimchi, and then some kombuchas. Those are also allowed. And tea-wise, you can do a lot of herbal teas. All herbal teas are in. Black tea not recommended, and coffee because of the caffeine. And then most recipes in this time frame for breakfast, you can use, instead of oatmeal, you can use tiger nut. I will send in some links of options for AIP protocol in the show notes of what I recommend for autoimmune protocol options. So obviously all fruits, No nuts, but you can do for breads, you can use tiger nut, or you can have a cassava flour and make that up. You can also use tiger nut for oatmeal. At some point, you can use chickpeas in like the fifth week, and you can reintroduce nuts and or legumes if that is comfortable for you. And like I said, this is only for patients that we find have been severe psoriasis, severe autoimmune problems response, that they've just been in so much pain that they really would benefit. Now, and then from there, then, you know, you would reintroduce slowly foods and then find out what works for you. Consider it more on like a paleo, more really take away all the breads, meat, and you're doing veggies. So that's kind of that protocol overall. It is doable. And then on that fifth week, you're going to be reintroducing things slowly and helping heal that gut and your microbiome. And, you know, portion by portion, don't overdo it. And then in the next third phase of the equation is you're going to maintenance. You're going to put yourself on a maintenance amounts of food, and you'll notice for yourself you're going to want to eat less. You're going to avoid those things that used to cause you triggers, and you know you're not going to want to feel sick and tired and exhausted and have rashes and headaches and what have you. The list goes on of the things that food can cause for individuals in addition to the stressors that they have in life. So during these times, I would recommend, you know, light walking, getting some sort of movement therapy into your life, and just kind of just putting a mindset of this is where my mindful life and mindful eating is going to be. If you have any questions, reach out to us at any time and we'd be glad to help. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Mindfully Integrative with Dr. Damaris G. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed our show, support us by leaving a mindful review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite streaming site. If you would like to be a guest of our show or interview, email us at info@damarismaria.com. If you want to learn more about the resources mentioned in the podcast, you can find those in the show notes. To connect mindfully with Dr. Damaris G., reach her at www.damarismaria.com or connect via social media links. We appreciate your time connecting here with us. May your strength and peace within bring you more balance every day. Namaste.